Coming up, Disney announces major changes that are coming and people are losing their minds. And there's just no good segue for this. Festival of the Arts kicked off last week, and we're going to tell you what we thought. All that and more coming up next from the Bob Varley Studio Annex. I need a better name for this. Also known as my office, this is the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diz Unplugged episode 1110 for the week of January 12th, 2021. Coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined remotely this week by my good friends, co-owner of Dreams Unlimited Travel and my business partner, John Magi.
Hi, everybody.
Dreams Unlimited Travel client services manager, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Diz editor and theme park correspondent, Denny Sunderley.
Hey there.
And senior editor for dbcfan.com, Mr. Paul Krieger.
Hey, everyone.
And of course, our producer this week, as always, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Now, just a few things before we get started. The Diz Unplugged, along with all the shows and vlogs we produce, is brought to you by dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. I'm an owner in Dreams Unlimited Travel, along with John. And if you enjoy our content, a great way to show your support is to book your next Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, Royal Caribbean Cruise, vacation, and more with Dreams Unlimited Travel. You work with one of our awesome agents who will help you with every aspect of your trip. Head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And I also just want to remind everybody, if you're looking for some of our other shows on the Diz Unplugged channel, we've moved them around. But if you can't find something on Diz Unplugged, check out the description below this video. You'll be able to find links to the different channels for the Disney Dining shows, the DVC shows. And I do want to remind folks, though, because we're getting a lot of this. When we move these shows over from the Diz Unplugged, they're dated on the date they were moved, not the date they were first uploaded. Some people are thinking these are recent videos showing us and people in the parks without masks. They're not. Anything without masks was recorded pre-pandemic. So I just wanted to remind everybody of that. Also wanted to let everybody know that we are putting the best and worst of Walt Disney World Show on hiatus for a while Rhino works on some other projects. And I think that's it. Does anybody else want to mention anything before we get into what I'm sure is going to be a very lively discussion? No?
I do. I think no? John does. Oh. Yep.
John's raising his hand.
I want to mention that the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast is back. This week we released two episodes. One was our planning your 2021 Alani vacation with all of the information about what it takes to get to Hawaii these days. And our other one was, Adventures by Disney private group adventures. Each of these were a little bit shorter than usual, so we released two in 1 week. Please check them out. We hope we gave you some good information.
And, you know, before I forget, he never mentions it on the show. He never pushes it on the show. And I just want to give a shout out to John and Kevin own some vacation homes at Seven Dwarfs Lane in Kissimmee. And we never push them. And I'm a bad friend for not doing that more often. So I'll let John just talk a little bit about that and let you know where to go to check out availability and pricing and all that good stuff.
Excellent. Thanks, Pete. We own Dreams Villas of Orlando. Kevin is busy. My props tipped over, apparently doing things. We own Dreams Villas of Orlando. As Pete mentioned, we have 4 and 3 bedroom villas, extremely reasonably priced. If you look at our website and you compare them to other housing, in the area, short-term rentals. You can get a four-bedroom villa for as little as $99 per night, depending on when you want to stay. We're very, very, four bedrooms, yet we're very proud of the fact that because Kevin and I own it, we are very, very lenient in the cancellation policy for COVID. We've had a couple of people stay with us who have asked, you know, what happens if I'm positive or I don't feel comfortable going. We're going to work with you on that. But please check us out. Four-bedroom villas from $99 a night, three-bedroom villas from $89 a night. Kevin and I were just in the parks for Festival of the Arts, and we ran into our current tenant. I had never met her before. She recognized us from the show, and they were very sweet and very complimentary and said the house was decorated nicely and very comfortable. So very excited to have that feedback. But dreamsvillasoforlando.com. We have actual pricing and actual availability right on the website. So you can see if the time you want to travel is available and get a real-time price right at that moment.
And also, John didn't mention this, but each morning, Kevin shows up in a French maid's outfit and cooks your breakfast.
That was pre-COVID.
Oh, that was pre-COVID. Oh, that's right.
COVID. Now we have a Roomba that comes in and delivers your breakfast. But I also want to mention, or one of those T-shirt guns. I was shooting at you. I want to mention, too, everyone who stays with us gets a Sam's Club card. It's kind of a gift card, but they call it a membership card. There's a Sam's Club right across the street from the Villas at Seven Dwarfs Lane. And you can use that either to create a membership and buy some cheap stuff for your stay, or you can just use it to purchase whatever you need. The best thing about it is Sam's Club has some of the cheapest gas around. So as a member, that's at the very least, you'll get really cheap gasoline. We're proud to do that. We also give little gifts. We leave little gifts in the room for folks who check in. I can't say exactly what it will be because it generally changes, but we always make sure we give you a little bit extra.
And this will be a good segue to the first thing that we need to talk about today, because I think off-property is looking a lot more attractive to people right now with some of the announcements that Disney made yesterday, namely that they are permanently doing away with extra magic hours, and they are also going to be doing away with Magical Express, the bus service that took people from Orlando International to the resorts. They are doing away with that next year. Extra Magic Hours is not going to be coming back. Instead, they make this, and this just drives me crazy. This just drives me insane, that we're going to allow all Disney resort guests into all the parks 30 minutes early, which they've been doing for years. Okay. They've been doing for years. This is not a perk. Okay. This is not a perk in any way, shape, or form. And here's my problem with this. And there's also, I just want to make sure we give out a shout out to, is it Nick Perrone?
Pete Perrone.
Pete Perrone. Pete, how could I get that name wrong? Pete Perrone, one of the contributors on the Diz, wrote a great, great article about the Disney bubble being burst with this announcement, and he has a great take on it and what it means. So head over to the Diz, www.info.com, and you'll see his article there on the homepage. I don't know what drugs they slipped into the coffee that these people in Burbank are drinking. I don't know how you continually make announcement after announcement after announcement that you're taking this away and taking this away and firing 20,000 people and doing all this stuff, and then turn around and say, come stay at our resorts. Everybody knows when you look at the immediate area surrounding, let's just talk about the resorts for a second and resort perks and perks of staying on property. Everybody with a pulse that has done even a cursory Google search knows that the immediate area surrounding Walt Disney World has a lot better pricing. A lot better pricing on hotel rooms. Hell, Universal, who has some amazing hotels, has better pricing on resort rooms than Disney does. These perks were one of the main reasons people stay on property. So what do? Well, we're going to take this perk away and we're going to take this perk away, but we're still going to charge you what we were charging you yesterday. Oh, not only that, but we're also going to, I'll get to you in a second, Kevin. We're also going to raise prices. Does anybody in their right mind really think we're not going to see a price increases here? Of course we are. What they're not doing, now, and I get it. Their business has been hit hard by the pandemic. No question about it. And from a business standpoint, I understand why they have to pull back certain services. But when you have something as popular as Magical Express, rather than kill it off altogether, why not say, hey, listen, we got to charge something for this now. We're going to charge $25 a person, $35 a person. I just don't understand. I'm completely at a loss to understand. Like I said, from a business standpoint, I understand why you have to pull it. But in a period where you're trying to attract people to your product, and every single announcement you make is we're taking this away. And oh yeah, we just fired 20 plus thousand people. I mean, honest to God, did they fall and hit their head? I don't know. Kevin, what were you going to say?
I've heard rumors that this is in advance of high-speed rail, that there will be a high-speed rail station at the airport and at Disney Springs. This stops the buses on the Florida highways, and that you'll take the high-speed rail to Disney Springs and then transfer to a resort bus there. Your luggage will still be transferred to the hotel. That's what I've heard. That's what I'm thinking this is. And if you're going to charge $25 or $35 for a party per person, for a party of four, that's $140. You can get a private van where your luggage goes with you. I think this is all. They've given us a good long time for this in advance. I think the high-speed rail is what they're thinking of. And as I said, they wouldn't need bus drivers. They wouldn't need those buses on the highway. So I think that's probably what this is about.
I think this is about cutting costs. And I understand
Wouldn't they do that now then?
I'm sorry?
Wouldn't they do that now then? If it was for cutting costs, I mean, if they're going to cut costs, this is the time to cut it.
But they may have a contract with Mears that goes to the end of the year, which is why they can't do it immediately, which is why it might be a future.
My point is the overarching narrative of virtually every announcement that Disney has made in the last 6 months has been, we're taking this away. Oh, by the way, the price remains the same. And you can't attract people to your product. You can't. If you're constantly taking stuff away and not doing anything to mitigate it, you're making it much more difficult to make the case that people should stay on property. You're making it much, much more difficult. Go ahead.
I apologize. I was going to say, too, there's other layers to this that I'm not sure that Disney has thought through. All right. So they're saying that, listen, there's a lot of options now from the airport. You can do Uber and Lyft and taxis, and you can do private car service. However, there are certain things like these places don't, these companies don't always have car seats for kids. So people are now concerned about that level of safety. There's also the idea of someone who might be, who might have an issue with mobility. These buses were very convenient for them, and now they have to find transportation that suits their needs. So it's kind of this thing where I'm kind of shocked that they haven't thought it through and that Disney hasn't sort of contracted with somebody who could offer this service for a charge, you know, as an option to people rather than just dropping them. And then the other issue that's involved here too is the airline bag check-in is permanently suspended. This was another thing that people really enjoyed and thought it was a great, the resort check-in of your luggage for your airline. So, you know, it's sort of this piecemeal picking and picking and picking at the things that people loved about staying on resort. No more magic, no more free magic bands. You know, that was done away with this year. Now no more extra magic hours. As far as we know, fast passes, who knows what the future of fast passes is, who knows what the future of the dining plan is. You know, this is all decisions that people now have to make about deciding where they're going to stay for their vacation. It's getting tougher and tougher to justify staying at a Disney resort.
Now, yesterday, Paul Krieger sent me a meme that someone posted on our DVC fan, our DVC fan Facebook group that I swear to God, I laughed for about an hour. Craig, you want to put it up? This is the new. Now, for those listening and not watching, we have this meme is a picture of Mickey Mouse with some luggage next to him in front of a Disney's Magical Express bus with the text simply saying walk. I think this is the new promotion, the new promo for Walt Disney World. It's like,
I think next week we're going to get an announcement. Next week we're going to get an announcement with the fact that there's going to be this giant path from MCO all the way to Walt Disney World for you to walk on. In terms of just the announcement itself, I'm just very surprised that there wasn't more meat to this, that we didn't learn maybe about a future plan. I understand the timing of it right now. Maybe we're getting close to people beginning to book 2022. I know in the DVC world, we're getting close to that 11-month window. So people need to plan for not using the Magical Express. But in terms of just not having an answer to, well, how are all of these people going to get to Walt Disney World now? You know, my thought with this transportation method for many years was the fact that they're getting you onto property so that you can then spend your money on property. Taking that away, as you said, Pete, it's going to open up the door to all kinds of other things, people staying off property, people eating off property, rental car and Uber drivers probably were throwing a party late last night with this news mm-hmm. because they're going to be able to charge more money. They're going to be able to, it's just going to be a huge booming industry down there if there's no better answer. There has been a lot of chatter over on the boards and in the DVC fan Facebook group, as Kevin alluded to regarding this Brightline rail system. But there's a lot of questions that remain with it. It's supposed to be an extension, I believe, from Miami to MCO and then extending to Disney Springs. But is there going to be maybe a shuttle line that's going back and forth between MCO and Disney Springs constantly, multiple times a day, that's going to suffice this? And then again, as you guys said, what's going to happen with luggage? It's just not... Even if it does become something, it's not going to be done by next year. And there's still all these questions related to luggage, people with small children. It just doesn't make it a convenient way to get to Walt Disney World and spend money, which is what they want you to do.
Anybody who's dealt with Disney is surprised that they're not giving all of the answers immediately. That happens every single time we talk about something. Oh, we don't have all the answers. Disney hasn't told us. Disney's not really good about Let me start that again. Disney's not really forthcoming with information.
there's a 50th anniversary celebration in what, 10 months? And we have no information on that. So the fact that we're talking about that something that's going to happen at the end of 2022, I'm surprised that anybody's surprised that you think we would have information.
Yeah. Even talking about the early park access that they've announced that quote unquote replaces extra magic hours, there's no information on what rides are going to be available, what sections of what park would be available. Is it the entire park? Is it every ride? They just, you know, it's all TBA from what their point of view is. It's just,
yeah.
It really makes it really difficult, especially because we're all planners and we all want to know in advance so we can plan our vacations. It's very frustrating.
Denny, I think you were trying to get in here too.
Yeah, I think back to what Paul said, as far as this being a way that Disney designed to kind of keep guests on property, that because it was that, I think that speaks to the level of what the profit and loss was for this business arm. Like they wouldn't have axed this if they didn't absolutely have to, if they weren't completely upside down financially, running those buses on the highways between MCO and Disney World. They want us to stay on property. So that, I think it just speaks to how much money they were actually forking out to be able to run these buses that were not full and they needed to keep in mind physical distancing. I mean, I had to think about it 2 weeks ago when I was on the Disney buses, just park hopping, like just to everything is very beautifully marked and distanced and everything, but it's something that you consider before you get on that bus. But here's the thing for me as a guest and for someone who for years flew down here to stay on property. That was the beginning of the vacation. Getting on that bus, even walking down to the Magical Express stand and getting to wait in your resort's line and then get to step on that bus, that is the beginning of the vacation. That's the beginning of the magic. You don't ever have to worry. It's like John said, these are now logistics that guests are going to have to iron out. Planning a Walt Disney World vacation is already difficult enough. And now it's going to be just a bit more. But just aesthetically, and like Pete Perrone said, you know, the Disney bubble, you want to stay within that Disney bubble. It's going to be really hard to say goodbye to that, right? Because you get on the bus and the music starts playing and the video starts playing and you've got eyes on that magical screen that is psyching you up so incredibly much. You're already excited and it's just sending that through the roof and you finally go through those arches and it is such a part of the vacation when you're traveling down here. And now we're not going to have that. I do think something will be coming. I do think there'll be something that's announced. And the way that Disney does things, they love to do things in a nice little package, right? If they can, they will. They'll say, this is going, but look over here at this. Well, because we didn't
But that's my point, Annie. I'm sorry. That's my point, is that we haven't been getting that. Every announcement is we're taking this away, we're taking this away, we're taking this away. I've also decided that I'm retiring the name Lex Luthor for Bob Chapek and replacing it with Dr. Evil, okay? Because I just see in my head, oh, we can get rid of Magical Express. It's like, and I got to be honest, I love Josh DeMauro. But what the hell, man? What the hell? You had your finger on the pulse of what was going on the front lines. I don't know if he's fighting these battles with Dr. Evil or what. You know, but I'm is he the Austin Powers in this situation or what? But I can't comprehend what the thought process is here. I'm sorry, I have to say it. I think they are so used to doing whatever they want without regard for what the impact is going to be on their highest affinity group because they know we're just going to come, we're going to come anyway. And so they just stop giving a crap. I'm sorry, but this, when John first told me about it, I'm like, oh, I don't think that's that bad. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, when are we going to get some announcements that, hey, we're doing this for you, or we're going to add this in? I understand the challenges. I really do. And I think I've been really fair with Disney this year in terms of understanding the challenges, trying the best I can anyway, to understand the challenges they're facing and giving them the benefit of the doubt. But I'm running out of patience. I think we're all running out of patience. But, you know, with every announcement, with every price hike, with everything, you know, we start hearing the expression, oh, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back? And it never is. It never is. So, it just frustrates me to no end. It frustrates me to no end that there is no political savvy in how these announcements are made. There's no understanding of what the reaction on social media is going to be. And you know what? I don't care what business you're in. You've got to think about social media. You've got to think about what the reaction is, because that drives the narrative. And I got to be honest, the narrative on this isn't good right now. It's not even close to good. I watched my Facebook notifications yesterday when this announcement went out. I've never seen anything like it. The number of notifications that were coming in. I had to silence, like, I had to mute all of my devices because it was just beep, 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 beep. It was insane. It was insane. It's also insane the number of devices I have, but that's another discussion for another time.
But don't you think they might replace it with something else?
And I think if you're going to do that, Kevin, then you have to announce it. At this point in time. At this point in time.
For 40 years, people got here on their own. For 40 years, people got to Disney World with no help.
I understand that. But then, again, the narrative being, here's this thing you love, and we're taking it away, and we're not telling you if we're going to replace it with something. We're not telling you what the alternative is, which gives rise to the meme we just put up, while very funny, encapsulates a certain truth. We're taking it away. We really don't care how you get here. Walk for all we care. That's the message.
Can I add one more piece of information to the deluge?
Sure.
I'm not saying this is right. I'm not saying this is true. But one of the things that someone explained to me, someone from Disney explained to me, they said that Disney's Magical Express has steadily declined in popularity. And they think they attribute it to the other forms of transportation. So they didn't say this to me, but my thought process is, well, now it's become to the point where it's not profitable for them. Not an excuse, not a reason for them to do it. I'm with you, Pete. You can't take things away from people. You just can't. That makes them feel angry and bitter and used. Don't, you know, you can't just take something away and not offer them an alternative. But this was a Disney executive explaining to me that the part of the decision was because of alternate transportation making Disney's Magical Express less popular. Take it for what you want.
And I can understand that point. You know, I even have stood down there from time to time and sort of said, man, it would be quicker if I took an Uber or if I rented a car and I could get there a lot quicker rather than using the buses. But I think that's odd coming right now, at least in the COVID era. I mean, pre-COVID, the lines for Magical Express were still huge. I mean, halfway down that corridor in the airport of people lining up for it. And I think that it again shows that maybe we're alienating a certain customer base here, because for some customers that do go to Walt Disney World, this is a big money saver, is the fact that they don't have to rent a car, that they don't have to drive, they don't have to take a bunch of Ubers over the course of their trip. So I think I wonder long term how it's going to play out in terms of bookings for certain people.
Okay,
but we've also had discussions for a very long time about renting a car and what you could save by eating offsite and what you could save by making a grocery run in a car. So it might work out that this is actually cheaper. I'm not trying to make a point that I think this is a good thing. I just think there are other options, and I think they might be bringing in something else.
Well, and that would be great. I think, you know, let's go with it's been declining in popularity. I think the response on social media might beg to differ, but let's go with that, that it's been declining in popularity. Then let's look at what this response is and ask ourselves, if it's declining in popularity, why are people so upset? Because they keep taking things away. And we've been understanding. And now it's starting to look like you're taking advantage of the situation to cut costs, which is what you wanted to do from the beginning. And using this as your reason. Because we love Disney and we're not stupid at the same time. We love Disney and we're not stupid at the same time. And we're seeing what is going on. And your highest affinity group, the people watching this show right now, the people commenting on social media who follow this, are reaching a point where they're saying enough is enough. Whether or not it's going to discourage people from coming, I don't know. I don't know. We don't have, you know, I'm talking to my people here. We don't have a good track record with that. We've all done it. We've all said, I'm not going back. And then we go back. And they know this. So I'm not suggesting, believe me, I'm not suggesting you don't go. I'm saying you demand from, we start demanding from Disney that some of the energy that's being put in the cutting things be directed into adding some things that are cost effective for you and worthwhile to us. You have a brain trust of creative people that any company in the world would give their right arm for. Instead of only listening to your accountants, maybe start paying more attention to your artists and your Imagineers. Figuring out ways. These are people that do the impossible all the time and blow us away with their creativity. Can you not find a way to add something in that doesn't break the bank, that makes us feel like our experience when we go there is important to you? You do this, you make these decisions at your peril. You make these decisions at your peril. And look, I don't know what else to say. I really don't. And I don't want to spend an entire show, although we're 36 minutes into the show. This is going to be a long show today. We're 36 minutes in. We're still talking about it. I want to move on. So that's my thing that I wanted to talk about. Just in case, because I don't think I mentioned it at the beginning, we're kind of changing up the format. We tell everybody on the show, think of something you want to talk about. Don't tell the rest of us, so that it's kind of a more organic conversation. So I have no idea what everybody else is going to talk about, but we're going to find out what's on Paul Krieger's mind right now.
So something I've been monitoring and taking taking a look at a lot is the news coming out of Alani. We've gotten a lot of little things dropped by them recently that really seems to suggest that Disney's really pushing guests there. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, there's a 30% off offer right now for cash guests heading to Alani. I think that was extended recently to run through June. So basically the first half of the year, you're saving 30% off on those Alani vacations. And then just last week, we received news in the DVC world that if you book a stay of 4 nights, so if you use your points and you say, I'm going to go to Alani for 4 nights, they're going to give you a 5th night free. And I checked with our friends over at DVC Resale Market. A lot of them are historic DVC guides and things like that. They're not aware of them ever sort of offering an incentive like this. So I thought that was interesting. Couple that with you're going to have a new direct flight pretty soon out of Orlando to Hawaii. Makes me wonder if they're really trying to ramp up guest stays at Alani and push people in that direction. There's still a lot of hurdles that you have to jump through to get there right now, but it just seems like there's a big effort moving in that direction. And with Cruise Line continuing to delay and push out, I don't know if we've really discussed that too much yet today, but it just makes me wonder if they're looking to maybe capture guests that want a vacation and they're saying, hey, they're trying to make Alani more attractive than ever in the process.
Well, you know, it's I'll just mention that Sean Falk, my business partner in moving to Orlando, is out there right now having a great time. And he had to jump through the hoops of you have to get the you have to get tested within, I think, 48 hours of going, have a negative test within 48 hours of, or 72 hours of getting on the plane in order to go to Hawaii and not having to quarantine once you get there. So there are hoops to jump through, but he was telling me the plane was practically empty on the way out there, and that, you know, there are people at Alani, but it's not nuts. So yeah, I mean, it does definitely seem, Paul, that they're trying to push folks out there. You got to remember that Adventures by Disney, Alani, Disney Cruise Line, all part of the same business unit. So that might be, it's like the only one of those three businesses that's actually operational. So it makes sense that they would be trying to push people out there. Anybody else have a comment on Alani?
Hawaiian Airlines added a couple of direct routes from the U.S. Orlando wasn't the only one. Hawaiian Airlines is expanding their business model.
But you said a dream show that covers all of the things you got to consider when traveling to Alani in Hawaii. So it talks about the quarantine and all of that. But Pete, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, right now, the only things you can do that generate Disney money, Disney theme parks and resorts money, is go to Walt Disney World and go to Alani. So, you know, let's get more heads on beds. Let's get them spending money at the resorts. In addition to the 30% off, if you book by the end of this month, there's a $200 resort credit for 5 consecutive nights or more. So they are, you know, it's like, where can we generate revenue? And I understand that. You know, if I owned a store, and, you know, the only thing people were buying were these things, I would stock up more on those things, and I would entice people to buy more of those things. So, you know, when you have very limited stock to sell, you got to do your best.
And it's personally something that, you know, I wasn't considering. Amy and I weren't considering earlier this year. We still have a June cruise booked through Disney Cruise Line. But I'd be lying if I wasn't saying we're starting to look at contingency plans maybe for that cruise. And Alani is a consideration. You know, it's attractive. It's a Hawaiian paradise. So why not take a vacation there right now? So,
yeah, no question. I mean, Alani is absolutely amazing on every level. It is cruise line on land. It really is. But I just don't know how comfortable I feel right now. Taking a flight like that, I just, maybe once I'm able to get a vaccine, I might feel better about it, but I don't know. Planes are still kind of scary for me, even though I've heard, you know, people say that, you know, different organizations say that actually, you know, planes are very safe because of the way the air is filtered. There's a constant flow of air, and you know, I don't know. I still am like fire bad. So, John, were you going to say something?
No, but I was going to say one thing. Think about this. First of all, we have no information on what's going to happen now that the vaccines are rolling out in Hawaii. Everyone's asking me that. What's going to happen if, you know, I have a vaccine? Will I still have to give a test? We don't know yet. But think about this, Pete, flying to Hawaii. Think about the fact that all of those folks would have to have had a negative test 72 hours before they fly. So maybe that gives you a little more peace of mind.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that. That's a very good point. All right, let's segue onto that, John. What do you want to talk about today?
I have a couple of things. Is anyone else going to mention Disney Cruise Line?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So Disney Cruise Line, John, just dropped that all cruises through the end of March 2021 have been canceled. Normal cancellation policies and future cruise credit policies that have been in effect this whole time are in effect now. So just make sure you're aware that you're probably going to be hearing from either Disney directly about your stuff, or if you're going to go through, you went through Dreams Unlimited Travel, your agent will contact you and let you know what your options are. I'm not surprised that they canceled the end of March. Royal Caribbean just announced it. Celebrity, I think Carnival did too. Cruise lines are just not ready.
Went through the end of April?
Yeah. Yeah. For Royal, Celebrity, it's through the, they announced that they are canceling everything through the end of April. They're also canceling their European sailings, I think, through June.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we're all just waiting for Disney to drop that bomb too, that probably they'll cancel through April as well. All right. The other thing I want to mention is last week on the show, we talked about, we introduced the ability to book DVC confirmed reservations through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Very excited that we're having a really great launch with that, and people are excited about it. Saves you quite a bit of money and also gives you some of the Disney Vacation Club perks that are associated with it. But we're getting some people who are confused by it, and I'm hoping to clear up some confusion. Dreams Unlimited Travel will not take your pre-booked vacation and sell it to somebody else. All of these are done through the DVC rental store, who we have a partnership with. So, you know, we're getting a lot of people saying, hey, I've got a reservation I had to cancel. Can you guys sell it for us? We cannot do that. That's not how we're working these out. The other thing I want to mention is for these reservations, the DVC rental store has changed their policies and procedures for cancellations. It used to be a 50% deposit that was completely non-refundable if you wanted to cancel the reservation. Now they're introducing their courtesy cancellation policy. The deposit has gone from 50% to 25%. And instead of being completely non-refundable, you can cancel. And according to a tiered schedule, you can have some of the funds you've already paid as a credit towards a future vacation. This is not a refunding of the money. This is a credit with the DVC rental store to use on something else if you cancel. We'll put all this in the show notes, but there's a sort of a cancellation breakdown. More than 120 days out, 100% of the funds paid, you can use towards a future vacation, and then it breaks down from there. So we're really happy that they've done this. That seemed to have been something that worried people a lot in the age of COVID. Non-refundable is scary, but the fact that you can do this and get a credit towards another vacation is positive. I want to point out too, this is based on the amount you've paid is what your credit will be. It's not like a point thing. It's not like, oh, I'll have a credit for X number of points and then they have a different value. This is strictly the cash you've paid for these rental reservations. But I invite everybody to check it out. Some really great savings out there. I'm really impressed. There was at one point I was looking at Alani, and I mean, we're DVC members and we always book with points and we have a vacation in July book. But I thought, you know, if I could find something that extends our vacation, really great pricing.
You should keep looking.
I should keep looking. All right.
We posted a couple comparisons over on dvcfan.com of cash rates as compared to these confirmed reservations, and the savings there is absolutely huge. So I'd encourage you to head over there and check some of those out as well. And just to answer the question for those people that are looking to actually rent out their points, if you go to dvcrentalstore.com, actually just yesterday they launched a brand new website. We're going to have more information about that coming later this week, but it makes it very, very simple to understand what that process looks like. And once you get it listed with them, then someone that's maybe looking for to snag a good deal on a confirmed reservation can contact a Dreams Unlimited travel agent and book that room. So.
Excellent.
All right. All right, Kevin, what about you? What do you want to talk about this week?
Are we going to talk about the arts festival?
We can. You can start us off. I know Craig has been there. Denny's been there. You and John have been there.
We went yesterday and we had a good time. I had a couple of things I wanted to do and I got a couple of them done. It was fun to be in Epcot. I liked the fact that they were having food stands. I thought that was great. We tried a couple of things. Some were good. One was a miss, but it was great fun. I missed the Festival of the Masters because of the range of art and artists that were there. This is all about Disney art. There's very, very little that is not Disney-centric. So if that's your bent, this is perfect. But I was really excited. I wanted to get a Orange Bird sipper. I'm trying to find the
spot for it.
And I was able to get one. I remember when they first came out, there were huge lines to get them, and they were selling on eBay for like three times as much.
Yeah.
I was the only person in the John actually went up and did it. He was the only person in line. It was $15, and it came with an orange milkshake. As a diabetic, I couldn't drink the diet milk or the orange milkshake, so I just got my Orange Bird. I was excited to do that. There was also something I wanted to buy in France. I had found it a year ago and just got back to get it. So I had a really good time yesterday. The park looks beautiful.
How were the crowds, Kevin? What was your impression of the crowds?
The front of the park was empty. Futureland was just
Future World. No,
I know I was being silly, honey.
No. Okay. Making sure.
It's just silliness. But that was empty. There wasn't much around. Well, as you got back into World Showcase, there were pinch points where things got a little busier. And we went into, what was it called?
That's the Festival Center.
The Festival Center. It used to be the Millennium Village. And we got in there and we were looking around and there wasn't a big crowd at all. But all of a sudden you hear that voice in your head from the news that tells you you shouldn't be inside. And that kind of pushed us back out. But I would not say it was crowded. The bridge from the front of World Showcase into where you go to the Mexican Pavilion, that was very crowded, that area, and I don't know why. But I didn't have any trouble getting a reservation, and I would do it again.
Okay. Denny, what are your thoughts on the festival?
Yeah, so I had just a couple of quick things. You know, Rhino has said it before on Best and Worst that this is supposed to be taste of, right? So it's supposed to be like festival light, but we are actually getting new things. And it's so much fun to be able to experience those new things and get to try them out. Like we all have our favorites, right? So we roll into any one of these festivals, and we've got our little list of the things that we've enjoyed in the past, and we'd like to try them again. But I would really suggest that people try something new if they're coming to the taste of Epcot International Festival of the Arts. Like, there are some new things that are happening, and it might just not be even new to the festival, but it could be new to you. When we were live streaming, Craig was live streaming, and I was kind of, you know, tromping along with him for a while on Friday. I broke off at one point because I wanted to go and do the Animation Academy at the America Gardens Theater. In the past, for this festival, that's been done in places like the Odyssey Center, which is great. I enjoy the Odyssey very much, but they have got the entire America Gardens Theater set up for the Animation Academy now. And so you walk in and you grab your clipboard, and they've got your sketch paper already loaded onto the clipboard, and you get your little Walt Disney World golf pencil, and you go and find a seat, and they've got those dark green 6-foot do not sit here stickers every so often on the bench. And so you just find a place in between the stickers, and a Disney sketch artist comes out on the America Gardens Theater stage, and they've got everything that he's doing on his sketchboard. They've got it projected up onto the three big screens, and you just follow along. So this is so bad, but this is my Donald Duck from the other day. I drew Donald Duck, and that was just so much fun to get to do that. And it was new to me, and it's a new venue this year. So that was a lot of fun. The new booth, I was able to eat everything from the new booth this year, Vibrante and Vivido Food Studio. And I did that for the Disney dining show that we put up on Friday. So if you've not checked that out, please make sure to do so. But if you want a new dessert, please go to that food studio. You'll find it between the Morocco and France pavilions. And you need to get the passion fruit mousse. It is filled with passion fruit mousse and a river of dragon fruit jam. And it sits atop a thick piece of white chocolate, which sits on top of a scallop-edged shortbread butter cookie. And the whole thing is so good. And it's $4.75. Really nice, fun, bright light flavors. It's colorful, the whole nine yards. It really kind of hits on everything. And they hit a home run with that one. So if you're looking for something new, that's something I would suggest.
All right. What about you, Craig? Your thoughts on the festival?
I don't have any real negative thoughts on it. I actually think, as Denny said, that this is not a taste of Festival of the Arts, in my opinion. This is Festival of the Arts. It's what you would expect, minus a little bit of extra performances and such. Other than that, it's the event that people know and love at Epcot. And any of the food I've tried so far, I thought is really tasty. I looked at a lot of the art that was made by the Disney artists. Like we talked about our friend Sam, his work is hanging up there, and it looks even better in person than it does just on social media. And, just tons of Disney artists. I was talking to Dave Avanzino about his stuff, some of his stuff there. You can find him as soon as you walk in the World Showplace building. Or that's not the World Showplace. That's the...
It is.
Yeah.
It's World Showplace Event Center.
Okay. Thank you. I'm exhausted. I was up too early. But I think it's... This festival is a hit for me. I'm actually really bummed out that this is the one festival that's not going to last a super long time like the rest of them have felt, I guess, minus Christmas. But Festival of the Arts, with how it is this year, it might be sacrilege to say for some people, but I would rather they just continue this on into March, April, and beyond, because it just there's something special about it, at least for me this year. So I'm all good on it.
All right, Craig, did you have something that you wanted to talk about this week?
Before we go on, I apologize for interrupting. Can I do one more 2-minute thing?
Sure.
It's actually started January 11th. Orlando International Airport has new restrictions on
service animals.
Passengers will be required to submit federal form to their airline attesting to the animal's training, good behavior, as well as certifying the animal's good health. So if you have a service animal, beginning yesterday, you have to jump through hoops to take it on a plane through Orlando.
We wanted to do that for Pete because he has a service peacock that he takes on the plane. It's his comfort peacock.
It's a turtle. It's a turtle.
Oh, sorry.
That I take on the plane with me.
You can no longer, they will no longer just take your words.
Never mind. I'm not going to crack the joke I was going to crack. Never mind. Never mind. Go ahead.
That was it. I apologize for interrupting.
Don't apologize to me. I don't have anything massive to add on here. I was just going to bring up the one thing that excited me, and that's that the construction walls are down in front of Ratatouille back in the France Pavilion. So now they have the planters that are up that are, you know, still blocking the way to get back there. But it's a nice little step into hopefully that area opening sooner than later, even if it's just for the supposed bathrooms that are back there or the new restaurants opening up first before the attraction, whatever. I can't wait to get back there and look at how pretty it is, because it looks pretty from the Skyliner and even just from walking. And I think it's going to be just a beautiful addition to Epcot. I can't wait for it.
Well, I'll tell you, that was among my most favorite areas at Disneyland Paris, the job they did with that area over in the – actually, it was in their Hollywood Studios. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So I'm excited to see if they follow that same style with what they open here. So, all right, Craig, thank you. Paul, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
We talked about Alani already, but I would just tell anyone that knows my wife to please try to convince her that we should go down for Festival of the Arts for a weekend. She hasn't said yes yet, but based off of all the coverage you guys have had, sort of like Craig said, I think that this festival this year, they're giving, even though it's a taste of festival, they're giving it a little bit more love than the other festivals have gotten over this past year because of everything going on. And I have a lot of good memories going to Festival of Arts in January. So it just looks like a great time. So tell Amy that we should go.
Well, apparently one of the things that we've learned today is who wears the pants in the Krieger house.
She unfortunately she's a school teacher, and so she doesn't necessarily have as much flexibility as I do when it comes to our vacations. But I don't care if we just come down for 2 days. I think that would be a fun long weekend or something like that.
Well, tell her I said that you should. Like, that'll work. All right. Is there anything? Did I miss anybody? Is there anything anybody wanted to talk about we haven't gotten to?
I had one quick thing that I wanted to mention, just for those who are fans of Magic Candle Company, who have wanted to try Magic Candle Company, but maybe you've not only wanted a discount, you've wanted free shipping. Free shipping is happening on all domestic orders. So if you live in the U.S., you are going to be good to go on free shipping. It's for a limited time, but you can check out all of their resort and theme park inspired scented products at magiccandlecompany.com. You can save 15% by using discount code DisneyInfo. And now, for that limited time, for however long that is, you can save on shipping as well, because it'll be free.
Awesome. Oh, and one thing that I forgot that I wanted to mention. I'm going to be doing, I don't know if it's going to be a permanent thing, but we're going to try it out. I want to do a Q&A show. And in order to do a Q&A, I need the cue. So if you have questions you would like me to answer on one of these shows that I plan to do, send in your questions to podcast@disunplugged.com. And if you hear noises, this is Dolly telling me it's time to go OUT. Podcast@disunplugged.com. And send me your questions, and I'll probably record something this week to go up on the Diz Unplugged channel. Because now that we've moved everything off, we realize this is the only thing really, going up on a regular basis right now. So we need to kind of put some other things on that channel. So if you have any questions you want me to answer, podcast@disunplugged.com. But anybody else before I wrap this up?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Well, folks, that is going to do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next Tuesday with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, folks. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes.